So here's Paul talking about how to live as a Christian, how to live a right life. Remember, Paul was a Pharisee, a lawyer, and yet here's a lawyer saying, love your neighbor, because that is the fulfillment of the law. That is the completion of the law. It doesn't matter, well, it does matter what you do, but it also matters how you do it. The young man who was playing cards in church wasn't supposed to be playing cards in church, but it mattered what he got out of that, what he saw in those cards, what he was able to share that he knew those cards could represent. I remember my grandparents, who are gone now, telling the story that when they were a young couple, they were considered to be rather radical because they allowed people to come over, young people, to come over and dance and listen to music at their house. And that was not good church function at all. When my grandparents were my grandparents, when I was little, they played cards, not for money, but for fun, canasta and rummy and various games like that. That wasn't good church folk activities either in their generation. So, while they seemed very conservative to me, for their generation, they were in some ways very liberal. It mattered how they did things, why they did things, as much as what they did. No doubt some of the older folks in their church thought it was scandalous that they played cards and danced. The thought. And yet we think nothing of it. Times change. Cultures change. Languages change. And yet the love of God remains the same. Do we ask ourselves why we do what we do? Do we ask ourselves what we're doing and whether it's Christian or not? Janie made the wonderful point in her video this morning, or the video made the point, I guess, that church should be a verb. Church is a place, it is a building, but it is also something that we do. How do we do church? Do we do it with love? Do we do it with caring? Do we do it with compassion? You know, anybody can rake leaves in a park. But why do we rake leaves in a park? Or what's the point? Or why are we doing this? Or how are we doing this? Are we doing it to the glory of God? Or are we doing it just so the park won't have leaves in it? Paul is asking these Christians in Rome to look in their hearts, to take on Jesus Christ, to take in Jesus Christ, to make Him a part of their lives in such a way that it changes who they are, what they do, and how they do it. Is anyone asking us today to take on Jesus Christ, to take in Jesus Christ, to make His Spirit a part of our lives, to look at ourselves and ask us, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? How are we doing it? Does He make a difference in how we do things? I think He does. Does He make a difference in what we do? I think He does. Here's a lawyer, one of those people who Jesus said was abusing the widows and orphans in the name of God, taking on Christ and being transformed by that love to someone who says that one who loves another has fulfilled the law. That's pretty radical for a lawyer, isn't it, Leonard? I doubt you'd hear that very often in courtrooms even today. But we do have in our law an attempt to understand why people do what they do. What it is that motivates them, what it is that surrounds them, what it is that are the mitigating circumstances. Sometimes we try and do things out of love and we get them wrong. We make mistakes. We hurt people when we didn't intend to. Yeah, we're human. Sometimes we do things out of things other than love and then realize that we weren't being very Christian. Yeah, we're human. But that's why we take this cup and share this Last Supper and eat the bread that is for us the substance of Christ, drink the blood that is for us the life of Christ, to metaphorically take the body and blood of Christ into ourselves and make Him part of ourselves so that He can change who we are and what we do and how we do it. To be the church means to do church. To be Christian means to act Christian. It's not just a name, it's not just a label. It's a verb and an adverb. We want to be the people that we talk about in the songs. They will know we are Christians by our love. Not by where we go on Sunday morning, not by what we wear when we get there, by our love, by how we do what we do, by what we do, by the way we treat people, by the way we talk to people, by the way we live together as a church. We, as a community, are the church. We meet together in a church building. But it's us that's the church, and it's what we do that people look at and say, well, what do they say? Do they say we're Christians? Do they know us by our love? Or not? Sometimes not. Some people look at us and say we're hypocrites. We talk about love, and then we don't demonstrate it. We talk about caring and then we don't act it. We talk about everybody being welcome and then we don't welcome. We're human. And in our humanity, we have the opportunity to show the power of God because we can overcome that and be Christ-like, Christian. Jesus' last name was not Christ. Jesus was called the Christ because He was the Anointed One, the Messiah, the One who came to save the world, the Son of God. That means if we are Christian, we are supposed to be like the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Light, the One who was called, the One who was anointed, the One who was separated out to be the Savior of the world. Are we separated out to be the Saviors of the world? Yeah, we are. A light on a hill, a light to the world, an example to the world of what it is to love God and love your neighbor. That's quite a calling, isn't it? No, we won't get it right all the time. No, we won't be spectacular in what we do all the time. But once in a while, we do. And we do good things, and we touch people's lives, and we change people's lives, and we share the wonder of His love that we have received. And when we do, other people see that and are moved. When we call ourselves Christian and don't act Christian, then other people see that and are moved, but in the wrong direction. It's up to us to show God's love in the world. It's up to us to be God's emissaries to the world. It's up to us to be God's hands in the field. It's up to us. We are His church. We are His people. We are asked to live according to His love. Not just His law, although His law is a good guide to living a good life, but to live according to that law with love in our hearts. So that when we do it for the right reason. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.